Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Join the growing crowd at Mid-Delta Online Auction. Download their app by searching Mid-Delta Auction to bid on tractors, trailers, heavy equipment, golf carts, and more. Download the app today or call Will Jeffcoat at 662-299-2414 for more details for the first Tuesday of every month auction in Greenwood.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this Tuesday edition to the podcast. I'm glad that you're here. My name is Michael Wookie, and I always appreciate you being here. Wherever you are, however you're listening, I'm just thankful. And let's get into it. A couple of football things we've got to get to tonight. Pete Golding finally talked on record about the exit, Lane Kiffin's exit, and the things that have been said recently and stuff like that. He gave comments on three. We're going to talk about those tonight. And then also Kewon Lacy being a cover athlete for the college football video game. Really cool stuff. And so we'll talk about both of those things, read some of your comments, and get out of here. We obviously know that Auburn is going to be the opponent for Ole Miss in the Super Regional. That will get started on Friday night. We will be live after the game Friday, after the game Saturday, and then we will go live at the usual time on Sunday, regardless if they play or not or whenever that ends. So live after the game Friday, live after the game Saturday, and then we'll just go live at the usual time on Sunday. But again, I'm glad you're here. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just search the name, search Rebel Report, and subscribe. And if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review. And also on YouTube as well. Like, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. I would appreciate that. This edition of the show is presented by Scruggs in Saltillo. If you are within driving distance, that is the place to go for anything for your hunting land, your backyard, your property, whatever it is. They've got everything you need for your home, inside, appliances, home furnishings, home improvement projects, and then, of course, for the farm or the lawn or the garden. It's all there. And also 0% on John Deere mowers and tractors, zero turns, 36 months, five series tractors, 84 months, compact tractors, 72 months, commercial mowers, 36 months, all of those 0% financing on John Deere. And then 1.9% on a Gator. Go check them out. 3575 Tom Watson Drive in Saltillo. They've got, again, everything you need under one roof. And then when you go, tell them that it was me that sent you there. Okay. Let's start with Pete Golding's comments to Chris Lowe at On3. By and large, has not really spoken really at all on record about the end of last season and that kind of stuff. But has chosen to do that with Chris Lowe. Some really interesting quotes here. I'm going to read through them all and then get to some thoughts on it. So it's going to be I'm going to have to read a lot. And that's not great podcasting if you're reading. You should just be talking. But still, here is what he said to Chris Lowe at On3. This is Pete Golding, of course. I still get probably 10 texts a day from Lane, a lot of the same screenshots everybody else does and everything else. When it first occurred, his leaving for LSU, there wasn't any bad blood. That's a great job. But then some things occurred throughout the process and we didn't talk for a little bit. Finally, I was like, hey, man, look, there's a professional side of this and then there's the personal side of this. But from a personal standpoint, I had to get some things off my chest on how things went down, and I did. According to the article, Golding said his chief issue with Kiffin was the way that other people at Ole Miss were impacted throughout the whole process, staff members and players, and how players were left to wonder if their position coaches would be poached during the most important part of the season, and even players themselves being tugged at directly or indirectly to follow Kiffin. Chris, I appreciate that last sentence. It was all directly. You know, it is what it is. Back to the quotes. Quote, I could have written a book on how it was going to happen. I knew what was going to occur. I knew that side of him really well, and we complimented each other, I feel like, when we were both here. So I get there's a competitive part of the job, and you do what you need to do, and that's the environment we're in. I get that type of stuff, but my issue with Lane was what he did to the other people around him, the position they were put in, and then the perception of what it was. I just told him, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I can respect that because I don't. I can understand the competitive part, but not the rest of it with the players and the other people in this building. I think there was a part of it that he doesn't want this place to have success because then Lane Kiffin wouldn't have anything to do with it, right? I'm not saying he wishes anything bad upon us. I just think that there's a competitive part of everybody when they leave a certain place. Very few people, in my opinion, that truly want what's best for that place when they leave for another job. They want to be able to pat themselves on the back and say, hey, I was the reason for that. I knew that was always going to be the case with this one in Lane. End quote. So there's a lot there, and I have a lot of thoughts on that. First of all, there's the good, and then there's the, I don't know if it's even bad, but anyway. The good is that is somebody defending you, the fan, and your institution and your team almost largely for the first time. Now, after the Vanity Fair stuff and in the article after article after article from the last couple of weeks that, you know, we've talked about, that changed. You had a whole lot of college football media and just kind of fans and commentators at large come to Ole Miss's defense because it was a little ridiculous and poorly timed and over the top and all of the things that came with that, right? But during that whole process last season, Ole Miss was not defended the way that it frankly should have been. We've talked about the things that were said on College Game Day and that entire discourse was truly disingenuous because they kept talking about, you know, do what's best for the players. What's best for the players? Well, what's best for the players is if this stuff wouldn't have been going on. That's what's best for the players, is to have coaches that are completely locked in on putting them in position to win games and literally nothing else. That is what is best for the players. And any suggestion that anything else would be best for them is disingenuous hackery. But that's what you got on the set of College Game Day. A lot of people were put through a lot during that process. We don't need to relitigate that. You guys are very familiar with how all of that went, how that felt from administrative to just regular fans to the players on the team and the uncertainty around it all. Lower level members of the coaching staff. It was a disaster. You can leave a place and it be the right decision for you, and you can do it the right way. I know it's apples to oranges, but like, I would love to retire doing what I do and exactly for whom I do it. I love the people at SuperTalk. My direct boss and then the owner and the CEO of the company have done things and supported me in ways that a lot of people don't get supported by their employer. They've been incredible to me. They've supported me through a lot. I mean, there's been a lot of stuff since I moved here 12 years ago that they've been a part of, and they've witnessed and they've supported me. Knowing that if I get an opportunity that I have to leave for, that I just feel in my heart I have to leave for, there will never be a time where I will look back and speak negatively, publicly or privately, about my employer, the place that has stood by me through a lot and supported me through a lot. You can leave a place and handle it the right way, and that did not. And it was frustrating for a lot of people, and I understand why Pete Golding would talk like this on record to Chris Lowe. And the quotes are good. Like, it's well said. It's well thought out. It's not necessarily, you know, throwing him under the bus, but it is saying, hey, like, I confronted him and told him that the way he did it was wrong, and, you know, stuff like that. There's more quotes in this article about along those lines that should make you as a fan feel good about the person that is leading your program. Doesn't mean you're going to go win a lot of football games. No. It doesn't mean you won't either, but just because, you know, you're talking good on record doesn't mean the football is going to be good. But you have somebody at the top of your program that is going on record to defend your program. That should feel good, because especially down the stretch last season, you obviously didn't have that. And you also didn't have somebody that promoted your program the way that it could have been. You could have had somebody get invited to New York for the Heisman ceremony, or at least get closer. And that didn't happen because the attention and the focus was taken elsewhere. And so I get the frustration coming from the now head coach at Ole Miss about how all that went down. And then, as we talked about, I guess it was last week, the frustration about the tampering stuff. You guys know all the stories and what Ole Miss had to deal with. We've told you 100 times how the last few days in particular were for that roster, all kinds of schools driving the prices up on players like a Kewon Lacy, like a Will Eccles. So many of those players were just very openly tampered with. And nothing happened, obviously, because nothing has happened really to anybody. But for that team and those players to go through everything that they went through, and then to have Dabo sit behind a podium and do that and make you look like you're the reason that college football is the wild, wild west, and all that stuff that came from that, that's got to be incredibly frustrating as well. And so I get why you would go on record to defend yourself. I understand and sympathize with that. You guys may not like my take on this, though. I wouldn't. This would be the last time that I would talk about it. This would be the last time, if I were anybody at Ole Miss, that I would talk about Lane Kiffin, his leaving, his exit, LSU, outside of the context of when it's game week and you're playing the LSU football team. I wouldn't talk about this anymore. You've said it. You said it well. You talked about it. I wouldn't do it anymore. I would completely move on and detach myself from this discussion moving forward, because Ole Miss has largely been silent. They've largely been silent around the Dabo thing. They've largely been silent around all of this stuff. I mean Ole Miss, not random fans on Twitter. People seem to think that like one burner account means the whole fan base and coaches and ecosystem is also that. It's bizarre. But anyway, I wouldn't do it anymore. This would be the last time. When all of that stuff was going on, you didn't address it, and it was the right move. It was almost like you were just watching somebody dig, and they broke their shovel, and you just tossed them another one, and they just kept digging, right? You came out of all of that saga looking good. I mean, whatever cliche you want to use, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake, whatever. But more importantly to me, I think the best response to a situation like this is to be above it. If multiple articles talking about a breakup is beneath you, then allow that to be beneath you. And don't go down to that level and contribute to that. Don't fan those flames. Don't insert yourself into that part of this football game that's coming up in week 3. My response moving forward would be, if I am asked about it, like when he goes to media days, I think that's going to be the next time you hear from him. If he gets asked about LSU, guys, I got Louisville in week 1. It would be irresponsible for me as a coach to be talking about a game that's happening weeks later. I don't have enough time, and there's too much work for us to do on Louisville to be talking about another game and end it. That's what I would do. That's what I would say. Because the more you talk, the more you look like him. And I don't think after what's gone on, you want to look like that. So I would avoid it moving forward. You as fans, I think you should feel good that you've got a coach that cares, that is defending you. But the best way to respond to everything that's happened is to just go win football games. That's the best way to respond to it. The best way to respond to Dabo, even though, again, I understand why it's so frustrating because of what happened to that roster at the end of last season. It's a joke what happened to it. And largely for it to stay intact is amazing how they were able to pull that off. So don't get that twisted. But the best way to win this Dabo situation is to let him go get beaten week 1 by 35 points and then lose 6 games again. And then all of the media that you know, praised him, and especially his local guys that cover the team, that talked about how he's, you know, look at how virtuous Dabo is, and he is calling out the dirty, rotten college football. When he goes and loses six games, they're not going to care that he called out the dirty, rotten college football. They're going to want to ship him out of town. And so if you just don't say anything, you don't engage, you sit back, you win games. He doesn't. He looks like a fool, and he gets fired. And the question is going to be, why didn't you adapt? Not look at how virtuous you are. And it's the same thing in week three. This is just me. From an institutional level, I know fans are going to do what they do. I wouldn't troll at all. People are talking about getting juice and putting juice on the sidelines. Hell no. I would not do that. Get that as far away from the game, in my opinion, as possible. Don't have Bentley do the "Are you ready?" Treat that game like as normal of a game as possible. I'm not saying don't create an intense environment. And the chants and all that are going to be there. Grove tent decorations, all that's going to be there. But I would treat that game like another SEC home game. And if you win, I would walk off the field and not treat that any differently either. I would shake hands with the other team. I would go into the locker room and I would tell the team, it's one game. You've got nine more of these to go. You got to lock in and get ready for Gainesville next week. You're going to get asked questions in the post game. If you win, how good does that win feel knowing that it was late? It can't feel good. You don't have time for it to feel good. It's not even October yet. So there's a long way to go. All those answers, that stock stuff. Because if you make a season about one game, it's going to cost you other games. If you feed into this beast, you're going to only allow it to grow. And so the best course of action, in my opinion, for Pete Golding, for Keith Carter, for anybody involved in this, would be to not make reference to his exit or anything anymore. Said your piece on record. Just focus on the season. A program is a lot bigger than one person. This roster is really good. Week one opponent is quite good. Louisville has a chance to be ranked when the season begins. Make everything now, moving forward, all about that. And don't talk about him anymore. That would be my advice. Talk about the video game cover after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Logan Smith Shelter Insurance, anywhere in Mississippi. He can take care of you anywhere. 601-823-3500 is the phone number for auto, home, life, or insurance for your business. Again, auto, home, life, or business insurance anywhere in Mississippi. Give him a call. It's worth a 5-minute phone call, right? What's a phone call going to hurt you? It's not going to hurt at all. Even if you have insurance, you're going to love the service and the quote that you get from Logan Smith at Shelter. So give him a call, 601-823-3500. Tell him that it was me that sent you there. All right. Kiwon Lacy gets the cover of the college football video game, like the main cover. You have the deluxe edition or whatever that has like a lot of people on it, but the main cover has Dante Moore from Oregon, great player, thought that he was going to enter the draft, chose not to. Malachi Toney, unfortunately, you guys are very familiar with Malachi Toney. He is a superstar, an electric, electric football player. And then Kiwon Lacy on the cover of the college football video game. That is an extremely cool thing. And beyond just being on the cover of the video game, I think it's deeper than that, because what a company like EA Sports does, they create covers and do stuff like this to create buzz. They wouldn't do something that they did not think was super marketable and that would not sell. They're not going to slap. They choose three cover athletes. They're not going to slap just some random joker on the cover that they don't think will contribute to selling more of these games. So it's a little bit deeper than, oh, cool, he's just on a cover. This is, to me, a great example of validation that you can go to Ole Miss and be a nationally marketable star, by the way, without Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin's not the coach at Ole Miss anymore. Kiwon Lacy is Ole Miss's running back with Pete Golding, the head coach. And that led to
being a cover athlete for the college football video game. And when you have all of the discussion that you have had lately around, can you win at Ole Miss? You can't win at Ole Miss. You can't get good players. All the crap that came from that Vanity Fair article and the implication that only Mississippi has problems with historical issues and that causes pause with players and all of that discourse happened, right, to your program. It responded by getting 3 4-star players like literally the next weekend, all of which not from the state of Mississippi. So I guess they forgot to get the memo when they visited and committed. But more importantly, you can be a nationally marketable star while playing football at Ole Miss without the lightning rod that is Lane Kiffin being on the sideline. That to me is really significant, and it validates what your program has been, what your brand has become, and what it can continue to be as long as the wins keep happening on the field. So that's, I'm really happy for Kiwan. He's the kind of guy that his play has earned that. I know that Trinidad's attorneys implicated that this could have slash should have been him when he was petitioning to get an extra year from the NCAA, and that fight caused him to miss out on this opportunity. If that is true, think about what that means. That Ole Miss had a guy that was supposed to be on the cover. He couldn't do it, and they replaced him not with Julian Sayin, not with Marcel Reed. They replaced him with another Ole Miss player. That means something. That means something. So that's it's a big deal. All right, we'll get to your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Priority One Bank, 16 locations in Mississippi. So there's likely to be one near you. Also, local loan servicing and decision making. It's an outstanding on the online banking platform. Check them out. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. And then Advantage Business Systems, ABSMS.com for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. All right, to the comments we go. Pretty neat to see an Ole Miss player on the cover of the video game. Don't think very highly of the actual game. I don't plan to buy it, but this is more about exposure and recognition. I was a video game guy. I grew up, what we would do, I think I've told this story before, but we would go play outside all day. And then when curfew would come, we would go hop on Xbox Live and play until like 3 or 4 in the morning. So I grew up on both. We got sweaty and dirty and scraped our knees, you know, playing baseball or whatever, manhunt in the neighborhood. And then we'd go play Xbox. So I got to be a gamer and also like literally, you know, go play games outside. But I never really liked the sports video games. It was Call of Duty. It was Halo. Halo was a big one for me. It was that kind of stuff. The first person shooters more than it was the video games. As we know, Trinidad was going to be on it, but Lacey's still a great choice. He deserved more national attention last season and didn't get it due to his coach. Yep. We know the story on Golding confronting Kiffin the night before he left, and we probably don't know the full extent of it. Yeah, I mean, that confirmed it to be true, did it not? But, I mean, we'll never know all of the details there. And, you know, maybe we don't need to know. You got, like, we all saw enough of what happened to get a pretty good idea of exactly what went down. You have heard on record from a lot of players at this point about that. And, you know, that's why I keep saying, you know, the story's been told. Everybody knows now. The college football ecosystem outside of the southeastern bottom of Louisiana views him unfavorably for it. So now, you know, move on, move forward, turn your direction forward and don't look back again. Take your rear view, take it down. Don't even put it up anymore. If regulation against LSU ends in a tie, I think the game should be decided with Pete Fish fighting Lane at the 50. And let's be real here. If Lane wanted Pete over Blake Baker, hypothetically, if Pete left, LSU would let Baker walk. LSU fans acting like Baker dances circles around Golding. Of course they are, but, you know, you can't. You know, you can't read Twitter too much. Lane is on some sort of Twitter timeout other than the dog's account. And hasn't the dog account also been put in timeout too, it seems? He's obsessed about it in his head. I think that will affect the game on September 19th. I tend to agree. Have no doubt LSU will be good under him. I have no doubt either. I think they will be. But if I'm an LSU fan, I am concerned about the obsessive behavior and brat behavior about Ole Miss. I would be too. I would be too. I mean, how much of it is distracting? He's a troll. He's always going to troll. You just got to get used to that, right? I mean, it's always been his thing. But when trolling becomes obsessive, how much of that then becomes distracting? We'll see. Maybe not at all. Pete may not work, or he may be great. This offseason, he gets an A to A+. Not much else you can go off of right now, but he did coach 3 playoff games effectively. Yeah, I mean, the offseason's been great. They've maintained momentum. Their high school recruiting well. They signed the number 2 portal class. The staff was good. There's no other grade that you can appropriately give him for how this has been handled. I would love to hear an argument other than, oh, he sucks, because you do see that. I mean, like a real, like, coherent argument for why his off-season grade to this point is anything other than that. Off topic, but the West Virginia celebration after beating Kentucky was one of the coolest things I've seen in sports. Yeah, that was really sick, wasn't it? Yeah. West Virginia, cool place. Good to see baseball feeling that important around the country. Such a good thing for the school to have Lacey on the cover. It's huge. Still have SEC Media Days to go over all this crap, and then College Game Day will hammer it during the LSU Love Fest week one. Oh, and yes, it'll get relitigated, and the same things will get said. They'll say, you know, what's going to be funny is they'll say one thing on week one, and then when they go to Oxford in week three, they'll say something different. They'll soften it a little bit, but don't know why West Virginia feels like an SEC school to you. They give you SEC vibes until you go. Until you go. I hear you, though. I mean, they really do care. Has to be the best weekend of regionals that I can remember. I can't wait for Supers. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Clemson will lose by 20, and Dabo will get another call from Tyler in Spartanburg. Tyler. And that's the thing. That's why, I mean, a similar phenomenon applies to what we're talking about here with Ole Miss, though. I mean, it's easy to win off seasons. It's a lot more difficult to win during the season. If you don't win during the season, nobody's going to remember the good that you did in the off season. If Dabo doesn't win, nobody's going to think highly of what happened in late January. Everybody's going to point to that and be like, oh, that should have known how out of touch that he was. It's easy to win off seasons. Can almost just get Archie Neal to represent them that day of the LSU game. I do think your guest picker situation is going to be Eli for sure. Do see the game day people taking a jab at Ole Miss over the CAA stuff. I can also see our crowd booing the game day host. Oh, I think it'll be worse than that. I think it's clear that they but the thing is, it wasn't just Ole Miss people that were calling out the CAA connections. That there were college football media people that were like, hold on, this is a Sexton client. You guys are saying this, and sure enough, you guys are as well. Nobody that is not represented by Sexton is defending all of this. And yet here you are. You know what I mean? More people pointed that out than just, you know, Ole Miss people, but still, point valid. Louisville's going to be almost like a palate cleanser for a freaking week one game. Oh, I mean, there's a lot on that game. I keep saying this. Louisville is good. They're going to be well coached. That game is going to be tough. They're going to be ranked, I think, when the season starts. Your advice is what I suggest they do as well. Yeah. Wonder if they put the BTA celebration in the game. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Dante Moore's pretty good, but I think he's a little overrated. Malachi Toney's elite. I wonder, Dante Moore's so young, though. That's his upside, is he's so young, right? Isn't he 19 still? No, he's 21 now. I made that up, but he's still young. He just turned 21. So he will be at the draft at 21 years old as a quarterback with multiple years of starting experience in the Big Ten. That there's the value there in him. What's up, honey? You okay? June keeps moving around. Obviously, Lacey had to wear the powder blue uniform on the cover. It's not my favorite, but nationally gets eyeballs. Yes, the nationally people love that. Getting anything higher than an overkill in Halo multiplayer hit so hard. Still remember the Killianaire from Halo 3. Man, in the music, right? I was talking about this on the radio show today. That you remember the LAN parties? Are you guys my age that you did that? Where it was right around when Xbox Live was starting, really. But you could bring your Xbox and then connect them to each other. LAN parties. LAN. I mean, we would go set up in one of our buddies' basements growing up, and we would have like six TVs, and we would do 3-on-3. I mean, all night we'd play Halo, and we'd do campaign, and we'd play each other. And then you would wake up at the sleepover, like uncomfortably laying on a couch, and the loading screen would still be on from Halo. And you hear that music as you wake up at like 4:30 in the morning at a sleepover. That feeling is hard to replace, you know? I'm a nerd. I don't care. If you played Halo back in the day, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Waking up at a sleepover, hearing the load screen music, the piano and the... Oh, man. It brings me back. I cannot wait. Cannot wait to play Halo with my son. I cannot wait. We're years away from that, but I can't wait. Gaming in general peaked in the 2000s. Halo, Mass Effect, Bioshock, Uncharted, GTA. Whew. Is Louisville the most pressure-packed opener for Ole Miss since Florida State in 2016? Absolutely. That answer is yes. Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on Pete Golding in particular to have that team. I mean, sharp and like comfortably winning that game. If they win 28-27, that would be a good win. It's a neutral site game against a ranked team. People will be anxious about that result if that happens. Anything short of a comfortable win, and people are going to be like, uh-oh, and there's going to be like this anxious energy because I think context is going to be lost on that game considering the opponent. I really do. Louisville has a chance to win the ACC. I don't think they will. Miami's the clear favorite, but they have a chance. They really do. Never played the original Halo trilogy. Plan on doing that soon. You got to. So the first one, it came out a long time ago, and you'll be able to tell, you'll feel that. But man, 2 and 3 are just so good. They are so good, and they still hold up against years and years and years gone by, and they still hold up. The first one's going to take a little bit to kind of get through. It's slow. It's so much slower than what you're used to now. But what are we talking about? What are we talking about? I'm delirious, man. I don't know what's wrong with me today. We're all over the place. We talked about video games on the radio show today. Ah, jeez. But anyway. All right, guys, you be good. I'll see you on Thursday night for a Super Regional preview. And then, wait. No, since we're going live multiple times this weekend, hey, no Thursday stream. We'll just go live after the games Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. That's what we'll do. Instead. So no Thursday stream this week. We'll just go live right after the games. That's what we'll do. I'll see you guys Friday night. Hopefully not at 1:30 in the morning this time. I'll see you then. I really appreciate you. And hey, enjoy your baseball this weekend, and I'll talk to you when the games are over. See you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.